For local musicians, the pandemic certainly has its downsides, but it also has some upsides.
It's also been nice because it has given me a big chance to like focus purely on playing to get better and not to play be perfect in a live setting.
That's Abby Haste, drummer for the band The Blank Stares. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, January 26th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Central Illinois moving into Phase 4 of the Restore Illinois plan means basketball and other high-risk high school sports are one step closer to returning. Joe Deacon reports.
Illinois High School Association spokesman Matt Troha says that 5 of the state's 11 regions are now in Phase 4. He says schools in those regions can play all of their sports, notably the ones that draw the most attention.
In our current winter season, basketball is the only high-risk sport that we're offering, but it's also good news for sports like football and lacrosse for those regions of the state that reach Phase 4.
Troha says the next step in moving basketball forward will come Wednesday when the IHSA board meets to determine schedules for the rest of the school year.
They'll probably cut it into 3 abbreviated seasons and figure out which sports are going to land when. You know, I think that they have a desire to try and provide a little bit longer season probably for the spring sports because they didn't get to play last year.
Troha says one factor likely to be determined at Wednesday's meeting will be if the sports will have any postseason tournaments, with winter, spring, and summer activities all packed into a tight calendar.
It'll be interesting to see if with these condensed seasons, if they think it's worthwhile to try and do a state series or, you know, or even a round or two at the end, or if they'll just kind of give the schools the length of time to say, hey, play as many games as you can during it.
Troha says teams in high-risk sports will be limited to competing against other schools that are also in Phase 4 regions. He notes that typically all teams in a given conference are in the same IDPH region. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here's some more stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported 5 new COVID-19-related deaths and 404 additional illnesses since last Friday. The deaths include 4 Tazewell County residents and 1 from Woodford County. 2 of the 5 resided at long-term care facilities. All were in their 70s, 80s, or 90s. Woodford County is moving into Phase 1B vaccinations, but with a weekly allocation of only 300 to 500 vaccines, it's probably going to take a while to get through the thousands of people who qualify. And a former Logan County clerk has been sworn in as state senator for the 44th District. Sally Turner will replace Bill Brady in the district, which includes Morton and Washington. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. It's been nearly a year since many musicians have performed live. For many, that loss of live energy and fan enthusiasm has been a big struggle. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter takes a look at how one Peoria band is coping with that loss.
Before the pandemic, the 3 members of the Blank Stares were everywhere. They made the circuit playing around local bars and restaurants, performing at the Betty Jane Brimmer Center for Performing Arts, and entertained local charity events. They were even featured on WTVP's local music program, State and Water. Now you're pulling teeth, you said this would... This is the band from WTVP's local music program, State and Water, in December of 2019. For the last 10 months, any in-person interaction with fans is out of the band's grasp. Cammie Proctor, the Blank Stares singer and guitarist, says it's difficult trying to navigate through the pandemic as musicians and artists, especially with the group being so young.
Really, we've just been like all the other artists of any type. I feel like we've just been trying to navigate this completely unfamiliar terrain. And also, I just got out of high school. Josh is only in college. Abby is finishing up her senior year. Like, we don't really have a whole ton of experience in this like career field yet. And so we're just figuring things out as we move along.
COVID is taking a toll on personal relationships with music, whether it be the inability to perform live, the lack of connection with other musicians, or just feeling burnt out. Most musicians can agree that music in this setting feels different. The Blank Stares are no exception to this. Abby Haste is the band's drummer. She says not being able to perform live is very hard.
I'd say in this setting, it's been a little bit more difficult for me, at least, because part of my joy of playing music is playing music with an audience. And I really always like going to concerts and hearing other people, because that's always been the main inspiration for me. But it's also been nice because it has given me a big chance to like focus purely on playing to get better and not to play, be perfect in a live setting.
All three members at the Blank Stairs have had long relationships with music. Abby Haste has played the drums since she was in the sixth grade. Cammie Proctor and bassist Josh Sweeney first picked up their instrument in eighth grade. Sweeney says despite the challenging times, he feels he is finding ways to grow and learn as a musician.
I hear a lot of people saying they feel like they're not learning anything. A lot of my fellow music majors over at Millikan, but I don't really feel that way. Music is just an escape. It's something that makes me feel better about myself.
It's like you're part of my aesthetic. Yeah.
Proctor says COVID has taken away some of the pressure of performances and allowed the band to have more time to think creatively.
I really think that it's kind of put us in a position where we can be super creative. We can really throw crazy ideas at stuff and not have to worry about like, oh, is this going to come through okay in a live setting? Like, no, we can just make stuff and record it and keep it and immortalize this kind of idea and performance that we have in the moment.
The band's new album, Face Paint, was released last Friday. All three band members say this album is emblematic of who they are as a band at this particular moment. The isolation of the pandemic shaped the album's concept into a unique story arc. Sweeney says that the Blank Stairs are using this time to change the band in a new direction and really focus on writing songs in a way they haven't focused on before.
Less than a year before COVID hit, we had like a big change where we were sort of this band that was playing a lot of cover songs. We're almost purely just writing songs now.
Josh Sweeney, Cammie Proctor, and Abby Haste say they're proud of this new album that they have recorded amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. And though they're physically distanced from their fans, the Blank Stairs say they couldn't have done it without support from Peoria's music community. The new album, Face Paint, is available on several streaming services. For more on the Blank Stairs and where to listen to them, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
For more from Olivia Streeter's interview with the Blank Stairs, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.